Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Cuddle Club. Clap yourselves in and kiss yourselves out. As I was cycling into London Bridge, and you'll hear that on the episode, I do bang on about cycling more than ever today, I bumped into a producer that I worked with who's very nice, called Victoria Payne, and big shout out to her, because I said, hello, and I stopped to chat with her. I did Outsiders with her, very good show. She was listening to Cuddle Club as I approached. I approached. And she said, I'm just listening to Cuddle Club, Ardal O'Hanlon. So I like her even more now. And that's just what happens if you listen to the podcast, I do like you more. This week we've got Lamar on, and I'm very excited to talk to Lamar from the music world, of course. Listen, he's had 7 UK top 10 singles. Things like If There's Any Justice. He's sold over 2 million albums worldwide. Lovely green eyes. And he's talking to me. You've got to ask some questions, haven't you? Well, I'm going to sing at him, so you can look forward to that. Welcome to Cuddle Club.
Thank you for having me.
How are you anyway?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good. It's nice to be in front of people. I realised that on this run of promo, a lot of things are done via Zoom.
Lazy.
Yeah. Kids. So before you'd have to go up and down the country proving yourself. Da, da, da. Whereas now you just go to your living room, put on a nice t-shirt, leave the boxes on and just sit there.
Yeah, although I filmed a video the other day for someone and I realised there was a mirror behind me and I had to redo it because...
What got exposed?
From the waist down. I had pants on, to be fair. Yeah, but it was for a young viewer.
Okay, so you're like... Oh,
I think I redo it because I didn't realise because there was a mirror. Like this mirror. Yeah, so anyway.
Okay.
We're going to get into the questions now.
Okay, yeah.
This is the hard-hitting questions.
Why Cuddle Club? Cuddle.
Yeah, I know. Big question.
Cuddle.
It's a horrible word, isn't it?
No, it's not a horrible word. It's a nice word.
But it was just... It started as a joke, really, because my friend wouldn't let me on his podcast.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to do my own podcast. It's going to be about cuddles.
Cuddling, spreading love.
And I've really proved him... I've really shown him because I think he's got double my listenership, but you know, he's also in Ted Lasso, so you've got to ask some questions.
Yeah, come on. I mean, that's, you know, bide your time. Trust me. Triple. You're going to have triple his audience.
Oh, hang on a second. Oh. Do you want to ask you something?
Okay.
It's not the questions. Well, hang on. I'll just do a quick fire round quickly.
Okay, do a quick fire round.
You can sort of see why he's got double the audience, can't you?
Well, all right, quick fire. Let's go.
Okay. Have you ever serenaded someone?
Serenaded. Define serenade though. You mean just like being romantic, or do you mean
sung them a song?
Sung.
Don't worry about toxic masculinity. You can be honest.
No, do you know I'm super shy. Like
Are
I'm
you?
Super super shy. Yeah. I'm a emotive person in that I you know, gifts and you know all that kind of stuff, but to be then. Looking at it, you know.
Yeah, that would be too much. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I think the most not a 780 thing that I've done, but you know, back in the day when they used to have actually quite naff, but back in the day when they used to have the voicemails.
Oh
with
yeah,
and you'd put so much effort into your voicemail. So I used to have a singing one. I wonder why people never used to leave messages. Probably got
Oh, so your voicemail was you singing, please leave a message. That's not romantic.
Well, it's not,
you pitched that as if it was romantic.
It's not.
No, it's not. Really not. If that's your bar, that's absolutely terrible.
Yes, that's a low bar.
Lucky you're buying the gifts, I suppose. Yeah, what would your song be called if you had to pen one about me? Narcissistic.
If I had to pen one about you? If
oh dear,
I had to,
really putting him what would the
well, right? This is it's meant to be quick fire. You're giving me stuff
he's
I've got to think about.
Oh dear.
What would the song be called? The song would be called Ambitious Cuddle.
Ambitious Cuddle, lovely. Yeah. Have you ever used your powers for bad?
Wow.
It's deep. Yeah, we go deep quick,
Yeah.
Everyone has.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't want to expand on that.
To jump the queue. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You come over, it's like, oh my God, there's a long queue.
Yeah.
Just walk past, sing if there's a hi. Do you reckon me and my seven friends can get in? And then we'll just, jump the queue. There we go.
Last question. What kind of drunk are you?
What kind of drunk?
Mm.
Touchy feely. Happy,
lovely, yeah.
Cuddly,
nice, yeah.
I've put that in three times.
That's very good marketing, actually.
I win a prize, right? One more.
There is a prize, actually.
There is a prize.
At the end of the series, people can enter a competition to win.
Okay, it sounds like you're making this up right on the spot.
No, it's true, true. It's a meet and greet with my kittens.
Yeah, do you know, I'm really disappointed. Right?
Yeah,
like I did want to see you today. I did. However, Donna, who does like my PR stuff, she said, you know, there's a kitten there.
Calm down.
I was like, oh my gosh, I filled up the petrol. I've been up since five thinking I'm gonna see this kitten.
Did you see there was a kitten?
First thing I was told, there are no cats here. There's no animal in the building. Oh, remove them
that's
all.
That's rough.
Because we heard that you were attending today.
That's rough. There's usually a dog called Toast.
Yeah, and you just took all creatures out.
Wow.
So I'm kinda hurt. But
I'm getting you a ticket to the zoo. Oh no, because they're quite cruel.
No, and they're behind cages. No, I want roaming around. I thought there'll be a cat here right now.
Is there any way we can rectify it by me sort of dressing up in a sort of a lion's outfit or something like that? I've got one at home, but I don't think
you've got a lion's outfit. Huh?
I've got a lion, I've got a bear, I've got all sorts.
Do you care to divulge?
No. It's just my private life.
Just you and your kitten. You're in the lion suit and the kitten's there. Okay. It's a nice vision.
Yeah, but they're not even kittens anymore. They're sort of nearly a year old.
Oh, they're okay.
You wouldn't be interested.
How long do kittens live?
A year. Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh,
yes.
No. Oh, no. That would be bad. My ones are probably going to live like 25 years because they drink a lot of water. They really hydrate.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Big,
Lamar's got a sort of 6 litre bottle of water there.
Not quite six, but yeah.
But it looks
very
good.
You know what it is? I've got shows coming up. I'm trying to keep the voice hydrated. I'm trying to sleep well.
Have you got lemon in there?
There's no lemon, just pure water.
That's one of your first problems.
That's probably that.
Oh, I've been ever so frightened. Do you get frightened?
Yes, I'm scared right now.
You're scared,
yeah. It's normally, like if I'm doing shows all the time, it's it's kind of like, you know, getting on stage, you know about that?
Oh,
get on the stage.
God, yeah, but
if you're doing it all
O2.
The time, it's fine. But if you're not, and then you just...
I mean, I did the O2, but it was the rooftop, so capacity of 25.
Okay. It's 25 ears that are listening. It's fine.
Well, actually, it's 12 on the day because the Queen died. But
12, all right. Picked a bad day.
Usually, I would be performing to a bit more than that, but not O2, yeah. But that's lovely. Are you going to do your new album?
Yeah, I'm going to do a couple, like maybe three or four from the new album. But it's really, it's celebrating 20 years because it's been 20 years since my first album. So, yeah, I'm old.
Wow, we're all old, but we look fantastic.
Yeah, we do, right?
We look fantastic.
Yeah. You look even more fantastic in a lion suit, I reckon. But
yes.
You left that at home as well with a kitten.
Well, so I did.
Double whammy, double loss to me. It's fine.
When I went for Cranial Sacral, I wanted to wear a tail because I fancied the guy that was doing it and I thought it'd be a fun surprise.
So hold on, what did you think would make you more
attractive.
Appealing with the tail?
I know men.
Just
something different. Something.
Tail. All right.
Something a bit different.
Like, look at her. Oh, the tail.
Yeah.
Send me over that. Has. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Anyway, it's now time for the touch quiz.
Touch quiz.
Yeah.
We finished the fire, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. Touch. You passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I passed. No prize?
No prize. No. Okay. What am I thinking about touching? It's not rude. And you've got 5 questions.
Oh, anything in the world. All right. Yeah.
This is me touching it, just a mime.
Oh my gosh, is it giant?
I like when you said gosh.
It's big.
Yeah, it's quite big. It's like probably
Like you're doing this big. Okay.
This is one end and this is another, but it might be a bit bigger even.
You're patting it.
Yes.
Is it alive?
Oh, well, you'd hope so.
It's an animal.
Yeah.
Because you're patting it on the head.
Yes.
Are you patting a lion on the head?
No.
No.
You've got two more guesses, I think.
Two more?
It might be three.
Yeah, I think it's three. Mm. Is it a donkey?
No.
I'm changing the size. Mm. No.
It's not a donkey.
Does it have four legs?
Yes. I'd love to give you another clue, but my hands are tied.
Your hands are a big, you know, furry kind of nose. Yeah.
It's sort of
colourful.
Usually brown.
Donkeys are brown.
Could be black and white. Could be black and white. That's a big clue. Could be black and white. Could be brown. Come on, there's not many animals that fit that, is there?
Zebras do.
No, they don't.
Black and white.
Well, they're not brown, are they? Some of them might be, but
I wouldn't waste your guess.
No, that's not a guess.
I'm just speaking. I'm just speaking, and you happen to be saying some other stuff. Black and white, brown.
They're shouting it in the aisles at this stage.
Well, it's definitely not. It's definitely not a cat because they're all different colours. So.
It's a farmyard animal.
A farmyard animal?
Yeah, that is brown or black and white.
Brown or black and white.
And it's farmyard very animal. Sacred in India.
Sacred?
Come on, Lamar, come on. No, he's won loads of awards. He's won MOBOs.
I can't read a mind. I mean, God,
no, what are they teaching you at music school?
Come on, first part is...
It's a country cow.
Cow? Mm. Oh, a cow.
You're kicking yourself now, aren't you?
But cows are also black, right? My friend's got a cow.
Your friend's got a cow?
Yeah, he's like a mini farm, he's got some chickens and a couple of cows. Blah, blah, blah. He's got.
And there's a black cow.
Yeah. Well, there's also a brown and black pig.
Right. You can have a
designer pig. See, I think, you know, because of the misdirection.
Yes. You know. Yeah. A whole man's
magician
up.
Magician.
Your neighbor's got a black cow and a whole man's up to that.
Yeah. See, if you had said black, brown, and white and black, then I would have been like,
You're dreaming.
Cow,
your neighbor's got one. You've never seen one in your life.
My neighbor has one. I'll show you on the picture on my phone afterwards.
That's amazing that you live like next door to a farm. That's my dream.
No, it's not next door to a farm. He's just got an enormous garden.
What a lovely life.
Further down, but yeah, it's got a kind of garden.
How big is your garden?
Can I ask?
Oh dear, lovely. I want to buy a mega house for my friend.
Yeah.
We've given up on the idea of true love.
Yeah.
So we're going to buy a mega house together.
Why do you need to give up the idea of true love?
Because moving into a house with your friend at this age is a real clear sign.
At this age?
It's a real clear sign that you've given up on true love. But I'm going to get a skate ramp in the garden.
A skate ramp? Mm. Ooh,
that's
okay.
Nice, isn't it?
You like skating then?
Mm.
Skateboarding? Roller skating.
I like skateboarding as well, but I'm better at roller
skating. Do you go out to the skating parks?
Okay.
All right.
Do you like skateboarding?
When I was younger, I used to like skateboarding.
Mm.
And I went to a roller skating thing the other day. You know, the thing with the roller skating, it was in Tottenham somewhere. And it's cool, but in your mind, you can always skate better than...
Yeah.
Then you realize, I actually look like Bambi.
I know. I went to parkour and in my head, I could do like front flips and back flips and everything.
Yeah, and you get on there, you're like...
Yeah, and he's like, do you want to... He said, you're not going to try a front flip on the grass. And I was like, no, I think I could do it. And he's like, no.
Did you attempt?
Well, I can do it, but I can't land. So I wouldn't do it on the grass. I only do it on a mat. Because every time I land...
You can do it.
No, I can throw it, but I never... I've landed it 3 times in about 300. It's pathetic.
Okay, landing is...
It's part of it. Can you do it?
No.
You look like you could throw.
I think I've got... My feet aren't big, but it's like when you then put accessories on these feet as well, then it's kind of like...
Toe rings
dragging around two
weights. What's it about accessories?
The skates.
Oh, right. I thought you were talking about the front flip.
Come on.
Like a bridge over cuddled water. Okay, we're going to change this one. Usually I sing a song.
You sing a song, okay.
And you have to guess what it is.
Okay, I'm going
to
guess.
But it's very hard. So I think you should sing
a
song.
It's very hard.
Well, no, because it's not, because I'm tone deaf and I'm really bad at singing. But I sing it to
I've got tinnitus.
Oh.
And it's because we have in-ears on stage, right? You know, in-ears.
Yeah.
Headphone. And I always used to have one out. But you overcompensate by turning up the volume.
Oh.
So then the ear gets, you know, and then so.
But it's a small price to pay, I suppose.
It's
is
a
it?
Small, I will never hear silence again, which it took a while for me to get used to that. Like, I will never hear silence again.
No, well, guess what? Yeah. Dare to Dream, you can get rid of tinnitus through spiritual avenues.
Oh, is
no,
it?
No, because... Is this true?
You've researched this?
It's true.
Why did you research this if you don't have tinnitus?
Because my friend had tinnitus and
had?
He... Yeah,
past tense?
Yeah.
So you're telling me you can be gotten rid of, but you're not going to give me the answer.
I tell you what, I'll text him right now.
Okay.
And then see what he says.
And he says, no, I can hear it right now. Why did you remind me?
He's not a doctor per se. Yeah. But
According to Google, you can't.
I don't listen to Google.
Yeah. But I did bump into someone. I was at a friend's birthday party the other day, Son already. And there was an osteopath. And he was saying, I can cure it. I can rub something.
Yep. Osteopaths are brilliant for everything. Cranial osteopaths are amazing. And I'm always banging on about them. And I've got to stop. But they got
Do you have a cranial osteopath that you use?
He made my periods come back. I didn't have periods for 2 years. Sorry to get so deep so
for
quick.
For 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Why?
Stress. I had eczema over one high side of my face. This was years ago before I was the person I am today. Yeah. And he got rid of it all.
Before you started cycling. Yeah.
Before I started cycling, yeah. Yeah, because yeah, off record I was saying to Lamar that I started cycling. Why? Yeah.
Because ambition was the word. You were who is it that you were?
Sarah Pascoe and Joel Dommett.
Sarah Pascoe, yeah, and they were doing well.
And they were doing well.
And you felt you were doing not quite as well.
Yeah, and I thought.
And you put it all down, not to effort, purely to cycling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which.
And look at me now, I'm doing a podcast with you.
Boom. Boom. I mean, wow.
We were very excited.
Talk about a U-turn.
I told you, me and Naomi, the producer, were very excited. We were texting each other.
That's big. Like was it complimentary text?
Yeah, it was. Right. Oh, for fuck's sake. You know.
What time do I need to get up?
Okay. Cuddle. You have to guess what that song is.
Cuddle. Oh dear. Cuddle. Okay. I like the movements you're doing with your arms as well. Cuddle. It's like, okay.
Do you know what I mean or not with that? Cuddle.
Really? No.
No. It's Mambo number 5. A little bit of Erica by my side.
That was nothing like
No, Mambo. It's amazing, isn't
that
it?
That was so far from okay, you Mambo sing a, number
you,
5.
You sing a song that I would know, and I only know about 10 songs. And then,
Cuddle.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? It's better that way around. But I don't know what it is.
You don't know what that is?
No.
It's hard when you know what it is in your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you know that?
Yeah, like a cow.
Cuddle. No? Wow.
But I don't know that many songs. I don't know names of songs.
I better change my job, innit? Wow.
We got that.
Call yourself a singer, man. What's that?
What one was it then?
What is it? Destiny's Child, right? Oh. No, is it? Yeah, Independent.
Oh, really? It's hard with the word cuddle.
It's the word cuddle. I think it's the word you've chosen. You'll have to rename your podcast in order to just like rectify the singing part.
Well, it's not that good a game.
Well, you know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough.
Okay, how romantic are you?
How romantic?
Yeah, I ask everyone that, yeah? Don't.
Are you romantic?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Oh, he switches the question back.
No, I think I am,
but then I don't like a lot of admin. So in my head I am, but then if it's a lot of admin, I think, oh dear,
admin.
I'm busy.
Define admin?
Well, I'm not keeping receipts of dates and then putting them in a book because I think that's lame.
Oh, okay.
But I would do something romantic, like I'm really struggling.
What's the most romantic thing you've done?
Oh dear, I'm really
Lamar
struggling
takes
here.
Over the cuddle club. What's the most romantic thing you've done?
Now I think about it,
yeah.
I don't think I've done a single romantic.
Not a single thing. So you're just lying. You're not romantic at all.
No, I once.
You mean you like receiving romantic things?
Yeah. That's gestures. What I mean. Yeah. No, I made a 3-course meal when I was like 17 for my boyfriend, and he came home drunk and late. So that put me off. I guess he's ruined it for the rest of them.
Once you made a 3-course meal
it's more romantic.
When you were 17.
It's more romantic not to make a meal where is I'm it? Concerned. Yeah, because my cooking is quite bad. So it's actually more romantic to get a takeaway.
Do you reckon he came back, opened the door, and it's not the room, it's like, oh, that's my house. And this went out, had a few drinks, and came back. Like, oh, no, okay, I'm ready to eat it now. I'm ready.
No, yeah. That time it was nice, actually.
Yeah. Did you argue? As because
well, it was so funny. I couldn't really. It's so out of character for him. He was like a really nice boyfriend. But it was so funny that the one night that I'd made a 3-course meal, he came home really. I was like, what the fuck? But I mean, it was quite funny.
Yeah. Did you? So what happened with the food? Did you both eat it?
Yeah, we both ate it. Like,
but
at
he
midnight.
Was just like,
he's like, you know, it was like, yeah.
Get the bucket. Yeah. Kind of.
But back to you, I suppose.
Sorry, yeah.
Are you romantic?
Am I romantic? Yeah, I said yes.
I think so. You dumb bitch.
No, it wasn't.
I'm joking.
I think I am.
What's the most romantic thing you've done?
The most romantic thing I've done, probably for my lady. I flew my lady out to Miami, and you know, got this like penthouse thing, and then
that's really nice. Yeah,
vibe. Yeah, that's romantic.
Did you turn up at the?
She didn't turn up drunk either. Or anything
oh,
either.
That's nice. Yeah. Did you turn up for the birth of your children?
Yes.
That's very romantic.
I was kind of worried. How's that romantic? Isn't that just like a done thing? Like,
yeah. It's
why
a done
on
thing.
Earth would you not?
No, I know.
Like, not. You'd be like, question.
But what I mean is sometimes romance sometimes romance is just being there, I think.
Just being there?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You're talking about my bar dropping. The bar is, your bar's on the
my
floor
bar's
there.
Low. It's my like, bar's low.
Kind of.
Some men don't. Perhaps
you should just be there,
some
right?
Some men don't. Yeah, they should, of course.
Right?
I would really judge you.
A requirement of being a relationship.
Yeah, like, I would judge you if you weren't there.
Do you reckon you can be here?
And do you reckon you can just pop them out on your own?
Then, can you imagine, though?
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take 2 arms, wrap them around something, and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
What were your family like?
What my family? Strict.
Were they?
Well, my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're strict.
What kind of thing?
Because it's a Nigerian household, right? And my mum's a pastor and my dad's a pastor.
Ooh.
Right? So music was a good way to leave the house. It was a good... It was like, freedom!
Wow.
Yeah, so I became really good at it and got on the road.
And then... So what curfews and stuff like that? You couldn't cuss?
Yeah. I remember the school disco, right? When I was... I was so scared to ask my parents. Like,
to go?
Yeah, because I was the youngest. So, you know, I'd seen, you know, the trail of... I learned by sight. I'm like, okay, that happened there. I won't do that. And my brother, okay, I won't do that. Because my brother came home late one day. I was like, okay.
Wow.
That won't be me. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I asked them, actually, I spoke to my brothers. And my sister, I said, look, I want to ask them, I want to go to the school disco, but I'm not sure if they're going to let me. They're like, go on, just do it. It took me about 2 weeks. I asked them.
Wow.
And my mom was like, okay, you can go. Because I was a pretty good boy. I was like, I can go. Wow. Okay. I was getting excited. What am I going to wear from the three tops that I had?
Yeah.
And then about a week to go, she was like, you can, but you have to be home by 8:30.
Whoa.
Or I think it was 8:45 something. And it started at like 7.
So,
no. I got there, you know, come on. There was no change. I got there. I was like, oh, how do I get out of this? I was at the thing. Music's just about starting. People just about, you know, people getting up their courage, trying to come over. Oh, do you want to? I said, oh, do you know what? There's something. I've just got to go and quickly do something.
Oh, no.
Around the corner. I'll be back. I'll probably be back late because, you know, I can stay out late.
So,
back in a sec. And I left and that was it.
Oh, no.
So I stayed for about an hour.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What are you, different parents? You're not like that with your kids.
You know, I think by default, you have there's a part of you that is, you know, that bit's just default in it. So I'd say I'm on the stricter side, but I'm very, very open. Like, we say conversations.
And yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think also with parenting, you do the best with the tools you're given, innit?
Yeah.
So with the parents, you just have to say, all right, cool. That's the best you could do.
Yeah, yeah.
There was
no
lack of love in my house at all.
Yeah,
really.
So
it's just, they were super, super strict.
Yeah.
So that's with nice. Me, you know, I'd say I'm less strict than them.
Yeah.
But way, way more open. My kids can talk about anything. So
yeah, that's nice. Yeah. And is your wife quite chill with them? Or a bit
She was from Jamaican house also. Equally strict.
Oh, really?
Equally strict. Do you know what? Touch wood. When I found out I was having kids, I was thinking, is this payback for all my sins on the road? I don't know. But no, they're so calm. They're so chilled. They're just, I'm still waiting for the, when does it go?
How old are they?
15 and 13.
Oh, wow. You started early.
No, I'm old. I'm an old person.
You're not old. You're
73.
I think we're similar age. I think you might be a bit younger. How old are you?
No way. How old are you?
Ooh.
What year?
78.
You're older than you. Oh, no, yeah. I'm same. Same year.
Same year. Yeah. Oh, we're the same.
Yeah, but I've had my birthday already, though, so
I'm older than you. So
older by months.
You started when you were how old, though?
30 then, right?
That's young. I think that's young.
How's that young? No.
I'm looking up tinnitus for you with Louise O'Hare.
Oh.
Yeah. You might be able to get rid of it with a mantra.
With a mantra?
Yeah, well, you never know, do you? It seems unlikely, but because this is my... Heal your body.
Heal your body. Louise L. Hay.
Okay, tinnitus. Here we go.
Yep.
It's as simple as this. Refusal to listen, not hearing the inner voice, stubbornness. Okay?
So basically, it's my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It's me. I'm going, la, 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 la. Yes. It's the equivalent. It's nature's equivalent of doing that.
Yeah. You've got to say, I trust my higher self. I listen with love to my inner voice. I release... all that is unlike the action of love. Okay.
I've changed my whole posture here. So that's what I've got to say.
Yeah.
Where is it?
There. Do you want to screenshot that to take it with you?
I will. Mm. I trust my higher self. I listen with love to my inner voice. Mm. I release all that is unlike the action of love.
You can tell your parents were pastors. That was beautiful.
Yes. You see that? Wow. Mm. Wow. That's you done.
That's you done.
I can hear silence. Can you hear that? Wow. All right.
Have you taken the picture yet?
Sorry, my phone's going on.
Okay.
Because I...
Yeah, that's very polite, actually. I was being
respectful of your podcast.
Very respectful, yeah.
You know.
Do you think I've been respectful today as well?
You've been respectful?
Mm-hmm.
Very respectful, I mean... Yeah.
Very respectful.
Yeah. Why do you look like a child that's been told off with this?
Because it's one of my new things to develop, is being respectful.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. All right. There we go. I've taken a picture.
Thank you.
Taking a picture.
Yeah, you look like you're lying when you say it.
No, I really have. I've taken a picture. I'm going to say it every morning. And if in 6 months it hasn't cleared, I'm going to see you.
Yes. Okay. Simple as that. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Have you had a best, worst, or weirdest cuddle?
Best cuddles is not just because we mentioned her, my mum. I remember that. I actually remember that. You know, we remember a feeling.
Aww.
I remember the feeling. She was on the bigger side. It was like, oh, you get nestled in there.
Aww.
And I put my mouth in, up where her neck was and just stay
Aww.
There. And she'd watch black and white TV while I'd be there.
Black and white TV?
Like she, not TV, film. She used to love those kind of things.
I was going to say, you're not that old.
And I'd be in there. I remember that feeling.
How many Very brothers nice. And sisters do you have?
Girl first, then two boys, then me. Four altogether. Two brothers.
Are they in the music industry?
They can all sing. Strict household. You know, my sister would have been, she could have definitely done it, but very strict household. You know, the first few always...
they suffer for the other ones.
Well, they get the super strictness. So, she wanted to sing. And then I think my parents... She was going somewhere to record or something like that. And there's some story about she was going somewhere to record. And then they found out. They're like, oh, you're doing stuff without our knowledge. Da, 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 da. So that got clamped down. So she never really got to...
The girls always get more strict stuff as well, don't they? And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Times are changing, though.
Times are changing. With your one, be stricter on the boy. Just to show a bit
different. Dad, I don't want to go out. No, you stay indoors.
Your sister can do what she wants.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for Alan de Botain. So you just pick one of these cards.
Ooh, just anyone?
Anyone, any idea.
You're
like
a magician.
Yeah.
Trying to force a card on me. So I go, I'm going to go this one. Okay. Which of your friends do you envy the most?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because the other one is, what do you worry about in the middle of the night?
That's too much.
So which of your friends do you envy the most? There are two, but I'd probably say my mate, Ade. He lives a very well-rounded life. And I feel that in my life, one thing I've always struggled with is his balance.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a really hard thing to do, especially when you're in a front-facing job.
So he
will go and play golf, but then he'll also be with his kids, but then he'll also be in Portugal with some other mates who are not really like surfing or something. Very balanced. So
that's nice.
I'm jealous of that. Yeah.
That's nice. You don't need more awards. It's good to get jealous of someone who's got, that's a good thing.
Just
to get
regular,
envy yourself. Yeah.
Regular stuff, right?
I'm jealous of people that are in the moment.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's an even better one, that is.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing. Because it's like you're enjoying your life. It's, you know, you're getting the most out of life. It's similar but different.
Yeah.
Do you have any hugs that stand out for you in a film? Like best hug in a film?
Do you know what? Actually, what's just come to my mind now? Mm. Remember, was it Ghost? Where with the thingy, pottery wheel, and he's behind her doing the whole thing.
Beautiful.
And the
that's of our era.
That's a very romantic scene, right?
That's lovely.
I think you are a romantic person.
I am.
Because that was a genuine reaction in your face. You're like,
that was one of the big ones. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, instead of making in 17 years, when you were 17, instead of making that food, you should have got a pottery wheel.
Yeah.
He would have been home.
I know, I'd done pottery and I was really bad at it.
Yeah, but it just needs to be, it's not about what you're making. Mm. It's about the hands intertwining on the mud thing. And the
well, I did it with my friend Sally. There was no romance there at all.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Sally's got married with two kids. I tried to cup around her, but she wasn't
amazing. She was like, what are you doing? I'm trying to,
I've got my kids right next to me.
Yeah, like, please, can you?
Like, she doth protest too much.
Guess I'm back down.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming around and cuddling you and, hello? Okay, quickly, last one. What's life all about?
What's life all about? Finish on a light note.
Yeah.
What's life? I'd say life's all about people.
Mm.
Life's all about people, relationships. I think when I look back on, 20 something years of doing music, kind of like the music doesn't really matter as much. Any achievements don't really matter as much. It's always the relationships, the moments, the memories.
Yeah.
And that's all to do with people and, energies, people, different people that making you laugh, making you cry, sharing those moments with. So, yeah, people.
Easy to say that when you got the awards, Lamar.
So
people can stream your new album.
Yes, it's called Page in My Heart and it's out now.
And how many songs has it got on the album?
It's got 10 songs on the album.
That's a lot of songs.
Do you know what it is? Is it Coldplay? I like Coldplay's stuff.
Mm.
And I don't, it's kind of like you in cycling. I saw one of their albums, a lot of their albums have just 10 songs on it.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you know what? It's just about the right length.
Yeah.
Because like some hip hop albums have got like 17 tracks.
Yeah, that's too much.
You know, you kind of need something that people can listen to on a car journey or, without getting tired of it. So 10 tracks, I thought, is all right.
10 tracks is perfect.
A little half hour thing.
Yeah. 10 good tracks is perfect, and that's what you've done. Yeah. Don't do 17 average ones.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, you see? God. One good one and 16. It's like, oh my God, wow, wasting my time.
And then will you do more shows?
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see how these ones go. I mean, they've gone very, very, very well. Watch this space. I'm going to be doing a lot of shows this year.
Don't forget about Liverpool and Bristol. Have you heard of Brighton?
Have I heard of Brighton? Yeah.
You could play there as well. It's lovely.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. Do you play there?
Yeah, I love Brighton. Yeah, my favourite goes Brighton, Bristol, Leeds. They're my top three.
Bristol, in that order?
All at the top.
All at the top. Brighton, Bristol, Leeds. All right, why? Just they're nicer.
They're just more up for stuff.
Yeah. They do say that. As you move, and it's true, isn't it? As you got further north, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It gets better and better and better and better.
Once I went to a little town in Scotland, I can't remember why. They couldn't believe that someone was there. They were so happy to see.
Okay.
They were like, whoa! You could have said anything. And they were like, wow! They were like, someone.
This is what it's like to be at a gig. Whoa!
Were so happy. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me in this on the podcast. I'm still disappointed about the cat and the no lion outfit.
That's... I'll send you some pictures. Okay. That sounds seedier than I meant it to.
Thank you. It's fine. I'll post them.
on my social media.
Yeah.
Enjoy your hydration.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Could you whisper goodbye?
Goodbye.
Oh, what a lovely chat with Lamar. What a lovely man, actually. He didn't get the cow. He must be gutted. He must be kicking himself. He didn't get the country cow. And he lives next door to one. Well, that's a bad day for Lamar. He'll have to go home and look at his awards. If you're listening to this today, which is Friday, the release day, then Lamar is at the O2 tonight. And there might not be tickets left, but there might be if you're in London all night. See if you can get a last minute ticket. Check out his new album. It's got 10 songs on, as we discussed, and it's called Page in My Heart. And that's actually about me. So thanks for listening again, old friend. I can't stress that enough. Check us out online. We're at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can say hello. Sometimes I read the messages after and they've gone. But don't let that put you off. That's on Instagram stories, is what I'm talking about. Okay. And one person sent a picture of a dick to the Twitter account. That's not the Cuddle Club way. Despite the ethos that you might pick up from my vibe, I don't want to see any pictures of your D's. Okay?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.